Everything you know about health is about to change. Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Sometimes people suffer not from lack of faith, but from lack of knowledge. This is the show that changes that. If you are tired of being sick, tired of not getting answers, tired of spinning in circles, then listen closely to the next 30 minutes. For healing is not a mystery. It is a miracle that you were designed to experience. It takes hard work and real knowledge. It takes patience and time. It takes the education this show can provide. So, get it straight today. Here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Happy New Year. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. 2018 is upon us. No turning back. Today's show, Dr. Medici's comprehensive health exam for 2018. Yes, not the useless one that you get once or twice a year, but the one that does count, not the useless one that's only worthwhile when you're already too sick to do anything about it. Isn't the purpose of a physical exam, you know, the one your insurance pays for, supposedly each and every year or maybe twice a year, isn't it supposed to prevent illness? Well, yes. But does it? Well, that's another question. Other than some stupid cardiology exam that asks you to respect your cholesterol levels, what does it really tell you? And in my opinion, next to nothing. It's not preventative at all. If it was, we wouldn't be where we're at. I'm going to put one together today for you. And you're going to sit there with a piece of paper and just check off the boxes. And when I'm done, you'll see what I mean. So, Dr. Medici's comprehensive health exam for the year 2018. Happy New Year. Here we go. Number one, the first question I'm going to ask you is, one, do you even know what an autonomic nervous system is? Autonomic nervous system. Now, my regular listeners do. But the question is your autonomic nervous system in balance? So what you need to be asked, what needs to be ascertained, what your physician needs to determine is whether you are running sympathetic dominant or not. All the money we put in this year to drug design, research, money into new medical technologies, new sophisticated forms of genetically designed attacks to supposedly better our health. And no one gives a rear end about the autonomic nervous system. It isn't even an entity. Hans Selye, S-E-L-Y-E, Hans. 1,500 articles. Nominated twice for the Nobel Prize. Famous in the history of medicine. An entire life he devoted to the effect of imbalance in the nervous system on any disease you got. You're growing a brain tumor. You've got an autoimmune disease. You've got low back pain you can't get rid of. Anything you've got comes down to, number one, above all, the autonomic nervous system. Stated plainly, stated like we'd stated if we were having a beer in a bar. Do you know how to relax? Sure you do. No, you don't. And that is more on the plate than ever before. I think everyone agrees with that. Are we more stressed than we were 100 years ago? You bet we are. Stress? Are you kidding? Who's not stressed? And it's getting worse. And what it's robbed us of is any sense of what it really feels like to relax your body. Now, that kind of lingo goes down in bar rooms all the time, meaning in the common parlance of the day, people know what it is to say, I'm stressed, I need to relax, blah, blah, blah. This has nothing to do really with what I'm talking about. When I say relax, look at your kitty cat. Look at your doggy dog. When I say relax, I mean look at your animals and how they live. Make no mistake about it, unless your dog has rabies or it's been beaten to a pulp in its childhood, unless your dog had some tragedy happen, your dog and cat know how to relax. They pop out of the womb, their parents teach them, and they hang on to that the rest of their life. They live to balance themselves through their nervous system. Living to balance yourself, knowing how to truly relax, is no different than saying, staying in tune with the mother vibration from the earth. The earth's vibration is set at a frequency to keep your body in parasympathetic balance, autonomic balance. It means when you put your feet in the earth at the beach, what's coming out of the beach, what's coming out of the sand, what's coming out of the earth at that beach is designed to keep you relaxed. Animals live in that. People don't. Animals do, people don't. If you're online in my hospital and you come up to me for a physical exam, before you leave, I'm going to tell you, if you don't balance those nerves, you're looking for trouble and you're close to trouble. I'll tell you that. That's real insight. Anytime you watch people get sick, invariably, it's preceded by a good, healthy year or two or three or five of bad stress. The relationship between stress and disease is legion. Guess what? If you want to turn it around, if you're sitting there with your symptom, your disease, your whatever, and you really don't know what it means to get back into that zone, forget about curing your disease. You do not have cure. Your symptom does not go away. If you cannot address yourself neurologically, but I mean with gravity. I don't mean take an extra day off from work. I don't mean walk around the park. I don't mean have a glass of wine with music at dinner. I mean something substantive. I mean starting to really hit that deep level that you haven't experienced in many, many years. So for 2018, number one, are you balanced through your nervous system? That's a biggie. I'm going to put that at number one. Now, closely aligned with that, I would be asking you, have you opened your diaphragm? You want to talk about health? You really want to talk about health? You want to get off this near farce about supplements relative to what they really contribute to your health, in contrast to something like opening your breath? You really want to talk about it? You want to get real for 2018? 2018 is going to be a great year for people who want to be real. For people who are sitting on delusion, illusion, and are happy to be doing that, this could be a bad year for you. But 2018, if you want to activate, is a great year. Mark my words. The train is leaving the station. And if you decide to go with it, it will be a good year for you. 2018 is going to be very different than 2017. 2017, with the elections, we didn't know which end was up. This whole country froze in 2017. We froze financially. We froze psychologically. We just sat still. Why? Well, obviously, we didn't know what was coming. I think everybody's ready to engage now. And there's all sorts of other reasons I say this to you. 2018 is a good year to make a move. And everyone knows it. Deep down. Open your breath. You're online in the office. Second question. Second piece of data. Second inquiry is, does this person have a patent breath? When they take a breath, does that breath do something to regulate their biology? Breath fixes disease. Think of that statement. Think of the depth of its meaning. and think about your relationship to it. And you'll see where the gap is. Breath is just something we think we do. Breath has nothing to do with that as it relates to health. Your operatics, your Pavarottis, your Placido Domingos, your Sarah Brightmans, your Maria Callas's, some of your rock and rollers, not the ones that squeak through their larynx, but the ones that can really kick Adele is a classic example. People who sing who are trained, and people who just walk around that way. You can tell who those people are. They lie down on a table and you say, take a breath. And they take a breath and you can see the pleasure they get from breath. You know that. Once every 10 years, you take a breath like that. I'm talking about that breath that occurs, say, when you haven't seen someone in a long time, that makes you feel safe. And you give them a great big hug and they give you a great big hug because you're both so glad to see each other. And you feel so safe in her arms or in his arms that you take this interesting breath. It's this deep breath and you feel all the stress come out of you. That's what your dog is doing every single day, every single minute. That's what your cat is doing. That's what nature does. That's what a balanced society would teach its citizens what breath really means. And that is what breath really means. I live by that personally. I live by that. One of the things I learned in my journey over 25 years is the importance of keeping the breath open. And when it's open and it stays open, it's like a massage. Every single breath. Each breath relaxes you. It allows you to take on more of what you want to take on in your life. It is a creative experience because it opens you up in that it allows you an optimization. Your biology of the cell is dependent upon an open diaphragm. Why? Because when the breath is open, the dural tissue of the brain is stretched. Breath stretches the dura of the brain. Any of my shows I've done on breath talk like this. I've done 3 or 4 shows over 6 years now. We're into our 6th year here. And any of the shows I've done on breath, I've done 3 or 4 or 5. I'm always talking about it. So if you're online at my clinic and you come up to me, I want to get a good sense of if on the overall you're balanced in the autonomic nervous system. Can you, do you experience a deep state of relaxation each and every day? And for the most part, do you live there? I'm also going to want to know, can you bring the exercise of breath to that balancing of the autonomic? Breath is a tool. And as the belly goes out and the diaphragm comes down and the thoracic spine arches, as the rib cage expands, as the occiput separates from C1, it pulls the dural sheath of the brain from the brain right down to the sacrum. Yes, I just said a mouthful. That is systematically what comprises breath. All too seldom do I see people that understand it. All too seldom do I see people that have the experience of it. But your doggy dog does each and every breath. Have you ever noticed when your dog yawns, something kind of funny happens after the yawn? It shakes its body to the tail. Do you know what that is? That's a neurological discharge of stress. The animal is using breath to release stress all day long. Any of you that know that polar bear video I do, that's exactly what I'm talking about. Think of the polar bear video. Think of that polar bear shot by a gun high up by some alien spacecraft, sedated. then fondled and played with while it's conscious but paralyzed. As the videoer says, an apex predator, perhaps for the first time, most likely for the first time, having itself invaded and not knowing which end is up. And as you watch the animal balance itself, the biologist who's narrating says, and it's going to take 2 or 3 deep breaths to get rid of all that stress so it can go about its day. That is the way animals live. It what allows your animals to do the things you see your animals do. Now, what about us? What about animals caged in a zoo? They don't know what it is to take a breath. You lose your breath. Do you have your breath or have you lost your breath? Is your breath open or is your breath just something you think you're doing and you've got no clue? Man, are we missing it. We're missing it so bad. And you think we're getting healthier? Do you think that? Do you think 2018 for the overall is going to bring us more health, less disease? If you think that, I have a bridge for you to buy. Send all your money to me and I'll give you the bridge. No, we're not moving in the right direction because we're missing the concepts. Your physical exam each year is there for you after you're sick. All right. Structural stress. Structural stress. That means, in the Rolfian perspective, I'm referring to Ida Rolf, that your body from head to toe is a bunch of blocks. And those blocks include the bones from your skull to your heel bone. And attached to those bones, attached to those bones, encased in those bones, are the organs. And if you look at your body from head to toe, you can break it down into different levels. Each level is a block. And if those blocks don't align through the right lines of gravity, if the stress lines that occur from stacking up the weight of the body from the heel to the head, from the head to the heel, if those blocks are not aligned correctly, your organs get crushed. There, I put it to you in black and white. You want to live with compressed, twisted organs? You want to live with an arterial supply, a venous drainage, a nerve supply, a lymphatic drainage. You want to live with the conduits, the highways in and the highways out of your organ systems. If you want to live with those highways shut down, twisted, and going nowhere, lose your alignment. And that's what we do. Grandpa at 80 doesn't look anything like Grandpa at 20. And neither do we. And so what that means is what in what we call the natural aging process that occurs is progressively we alter our posture. Our alignment goes off, which means we're twisting our organs. You're choking off the cells. The classic one, and you hear me scream about this all the time, is anterior head carriage. Ladies, the infamous dowager's hump. Not that men don't get one. The dowager's hump. I can put a glass of water on the base of that woman's neck and she wouldn't even know it. You got it. That's the end. You go forward in the head, sooner or later you lose all the passageways to your brain. Ah, come on, Medici. My doctor didn't say anything about that. I pay good money for my insurance plan. I never heard of any of this. You know, it's amazing to listen to people. It really is amazing on these subjects. You may know, you may not know. So much of what I say is so many years ahead of itself. It's all scattered about these concepts in the literature, but putting it together into a comprehensive plan and repeating it to you until you're sick of it is just giving you the beginning of it. Got to do it. You can have someone sitting across your desk. They come in with Parkinson's. They come in with Alzheimer's. They come in with brain tumors. They come in with cognitive dysfunctions of all sorts. They come in with all sorts of maladies from the neck up. And you talk to them about anterior head carriage. And you let them know with the head forward like that over 20, 30, 40, 50 years, you're not getting your blood to the brain, which means you're not getting your oxygen, which means your venous system is not draining. Da-da-da-da-da-da. And you just let them know, black and white. And then at the end, they look at you and go, yeah, but what do you think's causing my Alzheimer's? What do you think's causing my disease? You know, Candace Pert tells a great story to Bill Moyers. If you've looked at the Candace Pert, Bill Moyers videos. And one of the things Pert says is that in the literature, in the historical records, when Columbus and that whole thing with Portugal, where they were coming to the Newfoundland, the United States through the Caribbean, Pert is telling a story in the historical records where the Indians were on the shore looking at these giant ships come in. And in the records, it stated that many of the Indians who were staring at the ships couldn't see them. That in the historical records, there are stories of this disparity between 50 Indians on the shoreline looking at these ships, these monstrous floating barges coming from Europe to the Americas. And half the Indians couldn't see, even though they were looking at the ships, because they were in shock. That's Pert's point. You can be staring at it but not seeing it because you're in shock. Truth hits people in interesting ways. Can you give me a description of the person that held a gun to your head as they picked your pockets? No, I can't. Well, you were staring at him. We have tons of examples of this. It's bizarre. It really is. But that's what you watch when you explain to people what's driving their illness. They're in shock. Good people, God's children, in shock. They're just so compromised. They've been on the run so long, so hard, that when something bad is going down, although they come to you for help, they can't see what's right in front of their face. And that is the absolute truth. And even when you give concepts like, okay, number three, structural alignment, and what it means. Do you know what it means? Even when you lay that out there, if you're in shock, you don't really get the gravity of it. Don't be like that. Chances are you're not in shock right now. If you're in shock, kick back, relax, and come out of shock. But get this one straight. Unless you're in a daily process, unless you've got a real understanding functionally, meaning you're doing something about it, of what it means to shift the alignment of your bones, increasingly, as the clock ticks, are you twisting the supplies in and out of your organ systems? So number three on the list that could go on and on and on and on, is do you have a sense of how to shift the posture of the body? And of course, to do that, you have to know how to stretch. And along with a similar myopia is this delusion that we can learn to stretch from a video, that stretching is something that we've all done. And that when we do it, the motion of it means it's been done. And of course, this is the myth of it. You are not stretching in your yoga classes. You are not stretching in your Pilates classes. You are not stretching off Fred's video. You're not stretching off this little group thing you do with the YMCA. You're not stretching just because you bend over to pick up a pencil. You're stretching when you can feel the difference between stretching the muscle and taking the stretch into the tendon. And then after you take it to the tendon, you're stretching when you can feel the joint decompress with direct respect to the stretch. And when the joint decompresses, you'll feel the shift in your posture. That is when you're stretching. That is when you will change your posture. That is when a 60-year-old will begin to stand like a 40-year-old, and an 80-year-old will begin to stand like a 60-year-old. There is an art and a science to shifting the postural alignment. And its benefit, amongst many, its benefit that I cite, is that you're decompressing the organs. You're opening blood in and blood out, lymph in and lymph out, nerve flow in and nerve flow out of the organ that one day may succumb to illness. So number three on the list is, do you have a sense of what it is to shift your posture? Do you understand the art? Do you have the experience of the art and science of the stretch? Can you bring the stretch to the tendon? Can you bring the stretch to the joint? And can you feel the postural shift that you'll experience when it's done correctly? Number three on the list. What foods do you choose? Number four, I want to know if you're eating intuitively. Sure. You're eating intuitively. I want to know what you're craving. To crave is to first clean your palate. There's no such thing as craving anything. People will say, yes, I'm craving. I'm craving heroin. Yes, I'm craving. I'm craving cigarettes. Yes, I'm craving. I'm craving sugar. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about those of you who have cleaned your palate, gotten to the point where you've been off sugar and junk, so that a piece of fruit tastes like a piece of candy. I'm talking about cleaning the palate to the point where the various taste sensors on the tongue are clean and sensitive, not desensitized with all of the drugs we make. The caffeine and the sugar and the cigarette smoke and the secondhand cigarette smoke and the this and the that and the other thing. No, I'm talking about like what food tastes like after a fast. What food tastes like after a fast. You know what I mean, when the palate becomes alive. So number one, you have to have the palate clean. If the palate's clean and you've worked correctly with your health, the intuitive faculties start to cause you to make your food choices. I don't know what it is, but I'm craving butter. I'm craving meat. I don't want to look at meat. When you start to eat daily like a pregnant woman, when you start to make your food choices like a woman makes her food choices when she's pregnant, when you start to eat like a child, children, finicky children are not finicky. Do not attack your child because it eats the way it wants to eat. Generally, it's eating from its gut, which you're doing a great job of destroying. Generally, parents force foods down kids' mouths, and kids know. Animals, children, pregnant women know how to eat. They eat intuitively. Animals stay connected. Children are born connected and then are disconnected. In the name of wisdom, of course. Your cat, cats are legion. My cat's just so finicky. It wants this, then it wants that. And if it doesn't want that, nothing will make it eat what it doesn't want. That's why your cat is your cat. Do people eat that way? No. Now, when you watch people who are ill, who are sick, return to health, you see the awakening of the intuitive faculties. And this is the miasm. This is the paradox. This is the travesty of watching someone heal. They're concerned about their symptom. People who are sick are concerned about their symptom. I got this problem, I got these symptoms, and I want to fix the symptoms because I don't like that I have these symptoms. And they're so concerned about those symptoms. I'm not concerned about your symptoms. You're concerned about those. You drank the Kool-Aid. You're just innocent. You think you're going to get out of this by fixing your symptom. It doesn't work that way. That's the way allopathy works. If you want that, go to an allopath. But if you want out the right way, you don't treat your symptoms. You add to your health. I'm always harping on this for good reason. We as a nation have generally drank the Kool-Aid. Just because you go to a holistic practitioner doesn't mean you haven't drank the Kool-Aid. You are still living in a symptom-oriented mentality. And that's partly the responsibility or partly the culpability of the holistic industry. It's selling you herbs based on fixing your symptoms. Don't do that. Use herbs to build your health. Build your health, forget the symptom. Build your health, forget the symptom. Build your health, forget the symptom. If you build your health and you forget the symptom, you're going to start to look at health a very different way. So along the way, as you're building your health and you've forgotten the symptom, you start to crave certain foods. You start to crave certain foods. You start to eat like a pregnant woman. Every day is a new adventure with food because your body's shifting constantly and you're picking up the sensors. The sensors are going to the brain and the brain is telling you, eat this, eat that, don't eat this, don't eat that. The truth is, your food choices are infinitely variable. They change all the time. They change every day, or they change every year. They change according to something we just follow. We do not impose. You follow your body's lead if you can listen to your body. Yes, you follow your body's lead if you can listen to your body. If you can listen. Of course, if you get out there in the holistic community and you sit down with everyone who loves this kind of stuff, we all agree, yes, we follow our bodies. You know, words are just, words have a place and not much of a place. They're a poor substitute, words, for observing the human mechanism. Because that's where the truth is. Clearly, you see the distinction between people who understand something rhetorically through their cerebrum and people who are feeling it in their being. And this, of course, is common to all inquiries, a central dividing point and a worthy dividing point. Because if you don't understand what it is to eat intuitively in your being, and you're simply nodding your head because it makes sense, well, then you miss the point. But you bet, online, in the office, in the hospital, wherever you may be, from the standpoint of prevention, from the standpoint of cure, much insight, much deliberation must be given to, is the person understanding and living an intuitive existence. There's number four. Of course, I'm just going to say this because it's so important now. Number five is sleep. I'm sick of talking about sleep. You're sick of hearing about it. Anybody getting it? Anybody actually sleeping in a yurt? Anybody lying down going out cold? For 2018, make your sleep count. Get your snoring husband out of the bedroom. Tell him to get fixed. Or move to another room. Or wear earplugs. Or tell him to drop enough weight so he doesn't snore. Or tell him, or tell her, to drop enough weight so you don't snore. Or stretch out your neck, change your anterior head carriage so your oropharynx can open up. Whatever you have to do for yourself, in relationship to you or your partner, get your sleep. There's no better investment than the investment in sleep. It's the easiest thing to do. You know the song, "The best things in life are free"? The most important indices of health are free. We're working on air here in LA. Talking to a lady the other day in another country. She's been sick for 40 years. She does everything. She can't get better. You bet. It's the air. You think the air in LA is bad? Go down to Mexico City on a hot summer day. Get out there into other parts of the world. Try taking a deep breath in Beijing in the middle of the summer. It's bad. What used to be free was air. Air, water. So really, sleep, it's free. Sleep is everything. Lights Out by T.S. Wiley. It's called Lights Out. Get that book. Don't even read it because you don't have time. But just get the book and look at the cover each day. And the truth will hit you osmotically. Osmotically, I said. It'll come into you. You'll know that sleep is big. Don't focus on your symptom, focus on your health. That means focus on your breath, not your symptom. That means focus on your sleep, not your symptom. That means focus on your intuitive sense, not your symptom. That means focus on whether you're stretching into the tendon, that you're capable of pulling open the joint, that you can feel increasingly deeper and deeper postural shifts when you stretch. Focus on that and not your symptom. Come on. Am I making this up? I'm giving you the keys to the kingdom. You want insight? There it is. You practitioners out there, you chiropractors and doctors and therapists that have clientels, get on your people. Don't worry about hurting their feelings. Just say it nicely. Don't worry about the herb and what they're going to do with it. The cleanse, the herb. Don't worry about anything. Teach health. Get on the case of your client to look at health the way they must look at health to dig their way out of the hole they're in. That's what we have to do collectively, all of us. Clients, patients, therapists, doctors, etc. We're not really delivering holistic health. We're not. You know, genetic engineering, which is the future for me. And why? Well, in a couple of weeks, I'm cutting the show to 30 minutes. I have to move to other levels, and with it come changes. So I'm going to do a 30-minute segment. I'll design it so you'll get just as much out of it. I may do a more comprehensive segment on the site, not on the radio, though. And there's lots coming down for 2018, but one of my real driving notions with genetics is what we're going to do over the next 20 to 40 years, which is completely and totally enslave our society to its aborted understanding of genetics. Mark my words, the powers that be will crush the inquiry into epigenetics. It will be crushed. Because the next line of garbage you're going to be suffocated by is that your disease is assayed now. We can measure the genetic influence of the disease that you get as the disease rates increase. And on that basis, you're going to be Kool-Aided into believing that as those deleterious genes express and you suffer from the ravage of your illness and you watch your loved ones disintegrate, that there's not a lot you can do but wait for the next genetically designed drug or have the body part cut out if appropriate. That is what you will be sold, because that is what you're being sold now. And of course, it's not the truth. There will be your epigenetic warriors, meaning all those variables that are under your control that can shut off the gene that was shut on. But mark my words, and I say this to you prophetically, you're going to work your tails off if you do not have a conceptual understanding of health, not the nonsense that prevails. If you do not have a conceptual understanding of health, you will never experience an epigenetic effect. Epigenetics will come down, in a nutshell, to getting radically healthy. And if you're radically ill, you do not neutralize that radical illness without getting radically healthy. If you are beginning to express the wrong genes, you do not shut them off with a capsule of some herb. You have to get radically healthy. If we don't understand the power of that, we will be buried under the current lie of genetics. And it's here now. If you're in the science rooms, there's no science. Physiology, biochemistry, biophysics, molecular cell bio, neuroscience. There's just no subset of science that isn't having a love affair with genetic expression. Over 10 years, this will be a very real thing. All right. Are you eating intuitively? Let me ask you a question. The detoxificatory routes, the detox chambers of the body, are you patent detoxificatorily? Big word for, does the bile flow out your body? Concept. If the bile doesn't flow, if the kidney doesn't flow, if the lymph doesn't flow, if the blood doesn't flow, if the skin doesn't flow, if the colon doesn't flow, if these various highways out of the body do not flow patently, the buildup in the space between the cell will hit a critical mass level that will force the cell into malignancy, apoptosis, or senescence. That means disease is an adaptation. Disease is an adaptation. Disease is simply your body trying to adapt to the filthy sewer that you soak it in. Could it be that medicine just comes down to common sense? Come on. All those institutions, all those geniuses, all those credentials stacked high, and are you trying to tell me that disease comes down to aligning your structure, opening your breath, living intuitively? Come on. It ain't that simple, Jack. Boy, are we sold a crock. Is there anything we're not lied to about? Is there anything? I'm not. I read Time magazine for my understanding of the political systems. I read the newspapers. I have a great sense of what makes our country tick. I'm literate. Here's the bottom line. If those excretory routes, the biliary system, with bile and bile sand, The kidney, calcium oxalate, calcium phosphate, uric acid. Yes, you need to cleanse those. Yes, you must have experience with those cleanses. Why? Because before you have a kidney stone, you have sand. Before you have a gallstone, you have sand. That's a micro stone. We all live in a state of micro calcification. We all live in a state of micro sedimentation. We all live in a state of micro precipitation. All of us. That's what it is to be an organism, to be alive. We're all creating small bits of sediment. That's normal physiology. And those bits of sediment will cling to the pipes before those pipes exit your excretion. The colon, the kidney, the liver, the biliary system, the skin, the walls of the arteries, the joints will all have sediment stuck to the tissue. So if you're online in my hospital, I want to know if you're fluent, if you're friendly, if you're simpatico with the cleanses. Now, the standard myopia here, of course, is you've done the cleanses, but you get no result. And you don't know you get a result. You just do the cleanses. You do the coffee enema. You drink the olive oil. You do the doctor's kidney flush. You do a colon cleanse. But you have no sense. You haven't attached to the effect of the cleanse. When you're online in my hospital and I ask you, have you done the cleanses? I ask you what the results were. When you do a gallbladder flush, a liver flush, I ask you, do you see that green stuff come out, the yellow-green stinky stuff? Do you notice that you're more flexible? Do you notice you digest better? Do you notice after 5 months of flushes, is there oil on your skin? When you do a kidney cleanse, when you urinate, does it hurt? Does it burn? Have you felt the kidney sand coming down the ureter? Did your joints inflame? When you do a flush, do your joints inflame? When you flush the kidney, did it make some ankle ache? Did it resurrect your gout problem? You see, the flushes aren't worth their salt unless the patient develops a relationship with the flush to tell the patient how the flush is effective, if the flush is effective, if it's getting increasingly effective. It's not just you do it and it's done. It's you do it and you listen. The flush is an exercise in priming your relationship between you and your body. Your body's giving you responses to the flush through the autonomic nervous system. The body's giving you responses to the flush mediated through the autonomic system. Can you listen to that? Can you hear it? Can you interpret it? You know, every time I do a coffee enema and I get that green spurt, I can think more clearly. My neck loosens up. I did an enema today. I know that enema was useless because I didn't get that yellow-green fluid coming out of my body. You see, each flush has dimensions to it. So Dr. Medici's comprehensive health exam for 2018 includes, have you evolved to relationship with the flushes? Because you know what's on the other side of that? You know what's on the other side of relationship to the flushes? The ability to discern which flush to do when. Once you develop relationship with the flushes, you begin to discern the ability, the knowledge, of when to do what flush. Your body will tell you whether you need to hit kidney versus liver, gallbladder. Your body will tell you that you need to hit the colon. Your body will tell you you need to hit the lymph. Your body will tell you you need to do the pancreatic enzymes. Your body will tell you you need to greatly increase the enzymes that dissolve the fibrin. Notokinase, serratiopeptidase. Your body will tell you how to navigate the cleanse. if you're listening to your body. So if you're at my hospital, on my line, I'm going to ask you, what flushes have you done and what were the results? And why do you do the flushes you do when you do the flushes? Because you hear some guy on the radio say it's a good thing to do because there's a 2-for-1 special on the flush? Or because you've evolved yourself over a year or two to the point where you can feel the benefit. You can feel your body telling you it's time to cleanse my colon or not. Too simple, I know. Too right at the tip of your nose, I know. You want to hear that highly scientific stuff that's been studied at the CERN lab in Switzerland or something. Something that's really meaty. That the literature supports. The literature. That the team of scientists stacked 100 feet high are all getting behind. That's what you want to hear, I know. Because you're in your head. You're completely and totally in your head. You're not in your body. And the more educated you are, the more in your head you are. Animals will get themselves out of disease faster than any Harvard graduate. I kid you not. Animals will make the right choice for their health light speed faster than your talk academia at Harvard. Head gets in the way. Your connection to your body is your connection to your soul. The soul knows, not the head. Kill the head, listen to the soul. That's why you feed your body health. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health. Get to my website, Dr. Medici's Comprehensive Health Exam for 2018. Get the concepts, not the data. StraightTalk.cc. That's the website. Listen to the shows. I put them on there. I don't charge for them. Listen to them. Show 346. You've got 346 hours to sit on. Start with number one and keep going. Start with number 346 and count backwards, better yet. But digest these shows. If you want your way out, it's in these shows. I kid you not. Patency through all the lines of detox in the body. Kidney, liver, gallbladder, the skin, the lymph. Which cleanse you do is almost irrelevant. That you get the result is what's relevant. Can you skip breakfast and lunch and not eat till 4 o'clock in the afternoon and feel reasonably good? Simple question. You're online at the Medici Clinic. It's 2018. Here's another question for you. Can you skip breakfast and lunch and last till the afternoon? Well, if you can, what that means is you're regulating your blood sugar. If you're still regulating your blood sugar correctly, and if you're not, hundreds of bad things will happen to you. But if you're regulating your blood sugar, if you're regulating your blood sugar correctly, on any given day you can skip lunch, skip breakfast, and not even get too hungry till 2, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. But how about those of you who skip breakfast? And by 10 o'clock in the morning, you've either got a headache, you're nauseous, you have no energy, you're on the floor shaking. You're about to go home because you're sick. If you're like that, you're not doing too well. If you're like that, you need to work for your health a lot more. If you're like that, it means your body cannot at any given moment convert its fat to ketones and then let the ketones feed the Krebs cycle. You can't go into ketogenesis easily and fluidly. And you should be able to. unless you've been running your insulin so high and your blood sugar so high for so long. Even if it's not the blood sugar, it'll be the insulin. When you're secreting insulin because you're eating incorrectly and you go off those carbs or you fast, your body's not going to handle ketosis in rapidly enough time. One of the standard indices of health is to be able to skip a meal. Even better is to be able to go into a fast. When you hit the point along the way where you cannot on a given day wake up and not eat that day without getting extremely sick, yeah, you can get a little tired, a little hungry, a little irritable. But in any given moment, if you can't stand up, go out into the backyard and pull a weed out of the grass, there's something wrong with your health, and it's generally around blood sugar regulation. Regulating your blood sugar today in American society is one of the most critical things you can invest in. Now, I did 5 or 6 today. I could probably do 50. But you get my point. Health is built on concepts. And if you want the physical exam you think you're getting, get on my website. I've done a bunch of shows like this. Radical things I would do for my health. Each year I do a show. Add them all up. Ask yourself where you're at in that pendulum and get to work for 2018. 714-850-1007. 714-850-1007. If you're lost in the labyrinth and you want the right track, give me a call for 2018. Don't wait. See you next week.
Okay, that's a wrap. Don't forget to get to Dr. Medici's website at drmedici.com to look at the pictures and review the show as often as you wish. See you next week.